The moment you unlearn shame as a woman, that's the moment that you rise. Hey, 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 wagwan, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling super excited like me? The last guest I hosted on this pod was like, bruh. How do you have so much energy? And I'm telling you guys, I'm recording this at 6 a.m. literally. I'm like, how do I have so much energy at 6 a.m.? But I felt validated the other day when I realized I'm actually not the only creative who's active at night. Most creatives are nocturnals. Creatures who are active at night. We are owls, man. We come out when the owls are out. That's so validating. But welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 153. And I'm your host, Awina Witi. If you didn't get the memo, actually, this is a new season. Happy new season. I feel like I'm probably going to be saying that for the next 5 episodes. So happy new season. We are on season 4. We're in season 4 and I'm super excited. If you haven't listened to the first episode of this season, which is the first episode of the year, you gotta listen, you gotta lock in, because I feel like that episode is so important and it's so relevant. If you're gonna be listening for the rest of the year, it's so relevant. You gotta lock in, listen to that episode. And I hope you enjoyed the previous episode about finances, man. Money. I hope you enjoyed it. I love the feedback so far. So yeah, wagwan. Anyway, from the title of this episode, you already know what you're talking about. I saw this TikTok. If you love TikTok like me, if you're on TikTok and you love TikTok like me, you've seen this trend where people are doing this stuff where they say, "I'm 28, but I'm not ashamed to admit that." Da da da. "I'm 33, but I'm not ashamed to admit that." Da da da. And I was seeing it. I was like, "Okay, this seems to be like a nice. This will make a nice, awesome episode." Something to talk about, because if you're not new to this pod, you know that we are unlearning shame on this podcast, especially as women, bro. I say this all the time. The moment you unlearn shame as a woman, that's the moment that you rise. You have to unlearn shame, because the way men out here are moving shamelessly. Hey, if there are people in this planet that are shameless, it's men, bro. Those people have audacity. And I always say, if women, we just need a little bit to learn that from men. If there's one thing you can learn from men, is how shameless they are. Those people, they don't have shame. They lack shame. Yeah, I need the audacity they have. Sometimes a man will come up to me and tell me something like, "What the hell? Why would you think of something like? Why would you think that you just come and talk to me like that?" Like men lack shame, man. And that's something that we need to do as women. Let's unlearn shame. We will become so powerful if you just unlearn shame. But yeah, welcome to this episode. So I have a few pointers. I feel like seven points of things I'm not ashamed to admit. And I feel like you need to make your list. I think everyone has something they're ashamed of and you've not even admitted it. So it's something, it's a nice list for you to make. I was seeing people making it on. So there's some good points there. So I felt like I had to make my own list, right? So number one on the list, I'm not ashamed to admit that I believe in God, man. Oh, I believe in the gospel. I believe in God. I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible. Don't come to me and tell me, no. I was having this conversation with my friend I met the other day, and they're telling me that the Bible is just a script. I was like, bruh. If there is one thing I never argue about, is my faith and my religion, bro. When it comes to faith, and I feel like those are conversations you can never win. If you start arguing about faith and Christianity and religion and whatever, those are conversations you can never win. So when someone comes to me that girl's telling me, the Bible is just a script. How can you believe in the Bible? The Bible was just written by normal people like that, like us. I was like, dude, that's your opinion. Don't come up to me with your opinion. Convince me. I believe in, let me believe in what I believe. You stay there with your opinion, believe in what you believe. Because I can never start arguing on conversations about faith, never, because I know I can never win. So I believe in God, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. I am a Christian. I'm proud of my faith. My faith is literally my foundation. I was actually fasting the other day. I finished fasting last week. First February, that's when I ended my fasting. It was 21 days of prayer and fasting. So during that fasting, I faced a lot of temptations. I was even telling my friend, my other friend, we go to the same church together. I was telling him, bro, I have never experienced so much temptation during fasting as I had experienced during these years fasting. Bro, the amount of temptations, I was so tempted. And then my friends, the people I had around, I guess those are people also were tempting me a lot. I felt, and during that period, I just had to cut them off because they were tempting me a lot. So even this other person was asking me, how are you fasting? Like, how does that even make sense? Ati fasting ni watu wazee. What the hell? Someone told me that ati fasting is something that old people do, like the grannies. I'm like, bruh, which universe do you live in? Fasting is for believers, man. Anyone can fast. So they were trying to tell me, like, why are you fasting? Like, what do you gain? They were just trying to question my beliefs. And I don't like when someone question my beliefs. You stay there with your beliefs. Leave me alone with my beliefs. They were trying to question my beliefs. Like, what will you achieve from fasting? Why are you fasting? Fasting is for old people. I was like, bruh, leave me alone, man. Believe what you believe and let me believe what I believe. And even on social media the other day, on TikTok actually, it's a nice place but also a toxic place, because some people are also questioning Jesus from TikTok. People are questioning feminism and Christianity. You guys are saying that you can't be a feminist and claim that you're also a Christian, that those two can't coexist. What the hell? I'm telling you, people nowadays will just wake up and say whatever they want to say. So be very cautious with the information you believe on social media, actually. Nowadays, I'm very cautious with the information I take in and believe in social, because people will just wake up and record a video of them saying anything just for the numbers and the likes. Someone was saying you can't be a feminist and a Christian. What the hell? I'm a fucking feminist and I'm a Christian, bro. What do you mean? I can't be a feminist and a Christian. Some people even say, oh, Jesus was a feminist. I was like, bro, I can't even drink these things, man. When it comes to faith, those are things I can't argue about, because I know what I believe in God. Sometimes I'm always shocked when someone says, when someone questions if God exists, like, bruh, how did you even get here? If God doesn't exist, then where did you come from? Where did you come from? Honestly, I judge some people at times. When you come to read that bullshit, I'll just judge you and cut you off, man. Because what? If there's one thing I don't play about my faith. I don't play about my faith, God. And I don't play about God. I do not play about that. So, yeah, that's one thing I'm not ashamed to admit. I am not ashamed to admit that I believe in God. I love God. I believe in the Bible. I am a Christian. I believe in the gospel. Simple. Period. Another thing I'm not ashamed to admit is that I still believe in love. I still believe in love. I love love. I still believe in finding love, in finding someone special, dating. I still believe in marriage. I still believe in starting a family, because, whoa, nowadays people are so toxic. We have normalized toxicity to the point that we shame people who are in love. We shame people who are in marriage. We shame scale stuff. Ati marriage ubamba mafala. What the hell? When did they start normalizing toxicity? When did they start shaming people in love? When did they start overlooking love? Ah, there's a quote. Hey, I saw this quote yesterday. The only thing greatest than hate is love, bro. The only thing greatest than hate is love. So any opportunity you get to spread love, to show someone love, it doesn't matter if it's platonic, it's when it comes to friendship, relationship, any minute you always choose love, man. Always choose love. I feel like we can, as a world, as a community, as a society, there are a lot of conflicts. I feel like there's a lot of conflicts we can avoid as a universe, as a society, if everyone just cared more, if everyone just loved more, if everyone was even more kind, I feel like we can avoid a lot of conflict. So I still believe in love, man. And I still believe that there's someone out there for me. There's a song that Drake sings. I think it's his collaboration with Party Next. When he asks, who's out there for me? So I feel like I still believe there's someone out there for me. And I still believe in love. And I hope I do find love, man. I hope I do find true love. Because I still believe in that shit. In marriage, in starting a family. Yeah, because nowadays people are scared to admit that people are scared to admit love. People are scared. People are ashamed, actually. People are actually ashamed to admit that they love love. They feel like it's cringe to admit that you love love. What? Because people shame people who are in love. People even shame people who are in marriage. So we should stop that toxicity, man. Love is the greatest commandment. Love is the greatest commandment, man. So I'm not ashamed to admit that I still believe in love. I still believe in companionship. I still believe in dating. I still believe in marriage. I still believe in starting a family. And I do hope that, and pray that there's someone out there for me. And I hope I find love one day, true love. Anyway, I'm not ashamed to admit that I worry a lot about my success. Oh. If there's something that is always stuck in my mind, that is always stressing me out, is if I'm going to achieve my dreams, if I'm ever going to be successful. Because I even asked my friend this question the other day. Everyone always thinks, wataomoka. Everyone always thinks they can achieve success. They're going to be successful. They're going to be wealthy. They're going to be rich. They're going to achieve all their dreams. But the reality is not everyone achieves their dreams. Not everyone gets there. Not everyone gets wealthy the way we always think. Not everyone. It's just a few selected people. So I always ask myself, I constantly ask myself, what sets me apart? What makes me so special to think that I'm gonna be the one to achieve my dreams, man? So that thing that lingers in my mind, I feel like it always pushes me to work hard. Because at the end of the day, you still have to work. If you want to achieve something, you have to put in the work. But I'm also scared. Sometimes you can put in the work, but you don't get there, which is crazy because life is so unfair, man. Why is life so unfair? Because you'll be dealing with that, and then there's someone who doesn't even really have to work so hard. They just get whatever they want on a silver platter. So life is not fair. So that's one thing I'm not ashamed to admit, that I worry about my success. I worry if I'm going to achieve my dreams. I worry if I'm going to be as successful as I think in my head. I worry if this podcast one day is going to be as big as I want it to be. I worry about that every day. And sometimes I feel like I don't do enough. So I beat up myself. I knock myself down like, bruh, you need to do so much, man. You have a long way to go. So I worry about that all the time. I worry about my success and if I'm going to achieve it. I'm so stressed about my future. But yeah, man, what's the quote? There's something they say. The beauty of life is living in the unknown. Like the beauty of life is living in the unknown, I guess. So yeah. Another thing I'm not ashamed to admit is that sometimes I feel like quitting and becoming a housewife. How crazy is that? And sometimes I feel like quitting and becoming a housewife because, man, I hate paying bills. I hate paying bills. Bills suck. Bro, as we were telling my friend the other day, fuck independence. I don't want to be an independent woman. Fuck independence. I just want to be a cute housewife. Sometimes I feel like I just want to be a trophy wife. My work is just to be cute. Wear cute dresses, go for dinner dates. That's what I want sometimes, man. Because, hey, capitalism. Capitalism will be the end of me, man. Capitalism. Adulting. So sometimes, I'm not ashamed to admit that. Sometimes that thought has crossed my mind several times. But then, you think about it and say, okay, you can want that, but will you survive it? Of course, I'll feel empty with time. I'll enjoy it for a bit, but then I'll be guilty. Why I didn't chase my dreams? Why I didn't carve my own path? But that's something I'm not ashamed to admit. Sometimes it crosses my mind. I'm like, what? Why do I have to work so hard for success that I'm not even sure I'm going to achieve. Sometimes I just want to quit, get someone to marry me and make me a housewife, provide for me everything. But yeah, that's a thought. That's something I think it crosses my mind a few times, but yeah. Another thing I'm not ashamed to admit is that I'm meant to live a big life. I don't care what no one says. I don't care what life I'm living right now, how my life looks right now. What I know is that I am meant to live a big life. I'm meant to do big things. I'm meant to achieve big things. I'm meant to be big. That's all I know. You can never take that away from me. I know that. I'm meant to be big, to achieve, to accomplish big things, to live a big life, to be impactful, to leave a legacy. That's what I know. I am not even ashamed to admit that. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know eventually I'm going to get there. That's non-negotiable. I'm meant to live a big life, man. I may be going through a lot now. I may not be living the life I want to live right now, but this is just for a short period. What I know, I'm meant to live a big life. Anyway, another thing I'm not ashamed to admit is that social media pressure sometimes gets to me, man. That's the reality. That's the truth. That's my truth. Social media pressure sometimes gets to me. Sometimes when people say, oh, even me, I'm guilty. I say this a couple of times. Social media is not a real place. Don't let people on social media pressure you. But sometimes I feel like that pressure is not bad. If you look at it positively, take it as good pressure. Don't let it get to your head, but take it as good pressure. That's how I view it. Because that good pressure, it helps to keep you on your toes. It helps you want big things for yourself. It helps you get out of your comfort zone. That's why sometimes social media pressure gets to me, because I'm like, brah, if someone younger than me can live this life, these are all the things that they've achieved. I don't care how they got there, but let me take it positively. Let me take it as positive pressure. Like, bro, I want more for myself. Let this person give me pressure to want more for myself, to want big things for myself. So social media pressure sometimes gets to me, but in a good way, because I allow it to get to me in a good way. Don't allow it to get to you in a bad way. Allow it to get to you in a good way. Allow it to make you want big things for yourself. Allow it to keep you on your toes. Allow it to make you get out of your comfort zone. Because, man, allow it to challenge you. But there, we say this a lot of times. Use social media is such a powerful tool, actually. Social media is such a powerful tool. Social media changed the game for a lot of people, for a lot of companies, for a lot of brands. It changed the game. So if you use social media well to your own advantage, oh, there are a lot of things you can achieve through social media. It's a powerful tool. So I allow it to give me good pressure, man. If this person can achieve this, someone even younger than me, bro, how did you get that car? I also want that car. And how am I going to get there? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself. If this little girl, younger than me, has achieved this, has bought a house, what's stopping me from also achieving that? And what do I have to do to achieve that? So yeah, use social media well. It gets to me. Social media pressure gets to me, but in a good way. Okay, something else I'm not ashamed to admit is that I find it easy to forgive, but extremely hard to forget. And sometimes I may change the way I act towards people because I don't forget the act. I don't forget the act. But they say, I believe in is I forgive but not forget, bro. I'll forgive you because even the Bible instructs us to forgive so that even God can forgive you. So because of the Bible, because of my beliefs, I'll forgive you. Because I'm not Jesus, I'm not God, only God and the Anafaku to judge. But I will not forget. I will never forget. And one thing about me, I never forgive betrayal. So let me tell you guys a story. A couple of years ago, when was it? I was still in uni. I think I was in my third year in uni after COVID, 2021, yeah. I used to be so close to a couple of family members of mine. Extended family members from my dad's side. We were so close. We were like siblings. You know, when in African society, we consider our cousins siblings, right? So those people, like, they're my distant cousins, but I consider them, we considered each other siblings, we considered each other as sisters. So we lived as sisters, we lived together at the time. But then something happened, and then they accused me falsely. I've never healed. Like, those people, and they were girls, I consider them my sisters, literally, because I don't have any sisters. So I consider them my sisters. We used to do a lot of things together. So something happened, there was a scenario, and then they accused me falsely. They didn't even want to hear my side of the story. And those are people I grew up with. They never wanted to hear my side of the story. Then this happened, and then they just concluded I had done it. They didn't even hear my side of the story. They even threw me out. Bro, I was thrown out. Hey, bro, nikaanza kuwapiga stories zingine hapa. Hey, nitaandika kitabu wala. Because I was in campus, of course I was in uni. So when I was in uni, when I closed school, I didn't want to go. I used to stay with those cousins of mine, those sisters, basically, in quotes now. Now I say sisters in quotes. I'm quoting because I don't consider them sisters anymore. So I used to go and stay with, I used to go and live with them. We used to live together. So the other sister, the older sister she was married. So I used to stay, and she had like a big house. So she used to just, we used to go there and stay there. And after, when school's open, I go back to school. So I was staying with them. We were staying with them at the time. Then there was something just happened, and they accused me falsely. And I didn't even talk. Has someone ever betrayed you until you are out of words? That's the first time I was out of words. See, nilishindwa hadi kujitetea, because that was the biggest betrayal. In fact, that was the biggest betrayal I've ever faced in my entire life. Those people betrayed me. Like, they got an opportunity to switch up on me, and they took it. They didn't even give me a benefit of the doubt. They didn't even listen to my side of the story. They just, no, this girl did it. Oh, that's the big, I cried, bro. I moved out of that house. I packed my things and I cried until this day. I don't talk to them. In fact, I think last year or whatever, which year was it? Is the other, the younger sister. So there are two sisters. The younger one was trying to reach out to me, asking me for forgiveness. I think they thought that I was going to move on and just forget about what happened and be friends because we are family. I was like, bro, I don't care if you are family. Bro, I'm going to cut you off. And one thing about me, if I cut you off, there's no coming back. Just wait for Jesus to forgive you. Just wait for God. Just wait for Jesus to come back. But me, I will never look back. After cutting someone off, I never turn again. I never look back again. That's done. That's a closed chapter. I never revisit that part of my life. So I literally cut them off. I deleted their contacts, everything. So I think last year, this other day, little sister just found out my number and texted me asking me for forgiveness. I'm sorry. You are like my best friend. We need to get back together. I was like, I forgive you, but yeah, I forgive you, but that doesn't mean we have to pick up from where we left. That doesn't make us friends. The fact that I forgive you doesn't make us friends. Doesn't mean that we have to go back to how we used to be. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna keep my distance, because one thing about me, I never forgive betrayal. I never forget, literally, not forgive, but I can't forgive, but I never forget betrayal. I never forget betrayal. That was the biggest betrayal of my life. And then there's another scenario, and it's always the dad's side, man. What's up with people from the dad's side? Those people are toxic. Those people are toxic. Again, from my dad's side, these are people I considered my brothers. These are people I considered my brothers, because my dad and their dad were siblings, like they were brothers. So, like I said, in African context, we consider our cousins our siblings. We call them siblings. We are like, so they're like my brothers. They also betrayed me. They accused me falsely. And it's always that. They accused me falsely. I think it was the time when I was joining campus. I don't want to give you guys the details, because I don't want to give them that pleasure, that platform. But just know they betrayed me, and I've never talked to them till date. I have never talked to them till date. Yani walishanga, yani walisema, what? I took this so serious, because I can never forget betrayal. They betrayed me. And the worst thing is, they're my family members. At least atangekuwa beshte basi. A family member betrayed you. How can you recover from that? How can you ever recover from that? So, yeah, I'm not ashamed to admit that I may forgive you, but I will not forget. I will never forget, man. I will forgive you, but I will never forget. So you better tread carefully when you're dealing with me, because I never forget betrayal. If someone can betray you once and that's your family member, what makes you think they can't do it again? They can't just switch up on you again. Bruh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, the last one, I guess. The last thing I'm not ashamed to admit is that sometimes I feel like I don't work hard enough for where I want to be. I've never been in that situation. You feel like, bruh, I need to do more, but I'm not doing more. Ushaona ile ati, niliona mimi fulani ati, ati unajituma lakini uendi. Unajituma lakini uendi. I feel like that sometimes, because I feel like I have a lot of things I need to do, a lot of things that I've planned. I have a lot of things that I'm planning to do. But then I feel like I don't push myself hard enough. I don't work hard enough to get to where I want to be. And I feel like that's just, what's the name? I don't know. It's just a face. It always comes and goes. It always comes and goes when I feel like, I'm being too lazy. I'm not being as productive as I want to be. Yeah, that's a thought. But I feel like it's nice to have something like that. It keeps you grounded. It keeps you focused. It keeps me focused. When I have those thoughts, I feel like, yeah, now I need to do more. When I feel like I'm not doing enough, I have to do more. I have to do enough. I have to do more. I have to do more. I have to be more productive. So yeah, that's my list. Things that I'm not ashamed to admit. You need to make a list. I love this list. It was very personal. It was very, very personal. And yeah, you need to make this list. If you're listening to this, you need to make your own list. Things you're not ashamed to admit, man. It helps you learn more about yourself. Like, now I know I forgive, but I never forget. I know that. I know a lot of things about myself. I know I am a love. I love love. I'm a romantic. I know that. It helps you learn more about yourself. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you've learned a thing or two. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube. Guys, check out YouTube. I'm trying to be consistent over there. Check out my YouTube, subscribe, social media, all social media platforms. Awina Witty and Unspoken Podcast. K-E. I'm going to have to love and leave you over here. I'll see you on the next episode. Remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. So use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.